It's now time for Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
God bless you and good evening to Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday. I'm Pastor Rod and Pastor York is here with me tonight. Good evening, Pastor. How are you? I guess I need to bring her on and she can hear me and she can respond and say good evening to everybody. Forgive me, everybody. I'm just trying to. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus over everything. So let me just start by praying first because I am having technical difficulties all day today. So most gracious and merciful Father, we just call on the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, as we are led of the Holy Ghost tonight, as we call on your name tonight, Lord, to come into this place, come into these airways, touch these lines, touch everything about this radio show tonight, Father God. Touch us tonight, Father God. Touch everything that we're doing, Father God. Cover us in the blood of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Father God, because we know that the blood never loses its power. Yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us, Father God, and we are truly grateful. We bow down humbly before you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, Lord God, and we just say thank you. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We thank you for breath of life, Father God. We thank you for the water that flows through our bodies, Father God. You say that all we have to do is just seek your face in the morning, noon, and night, Father God, and just follow after you. And Father God, we just put you first in everything, and we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Good evening, Apostle. How are you?
Great, and you?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. There you are. I got you. Good. Now.
All right. Woo, greetings, everybody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Glory, yeah. Glory, glory. I tell you, I tell you. As our song, as we get on every evening, I tell you, every Monday, what up, everybody? We got to get this show started. Where are you? What are you doing out there? What are you waiting on? This song has been out for years. This song came out, I think, late 60s, early 70s, and this is our song for Monday night. We pastors, but this song still has an effect that has not even penetrated through your skin yet, because you still laying back with your feet up, sitting back doing what you're doing. Listen, I was out in the world too, but you know, our world is taking a turn for the worse, and I'm wondering where God's people are. So listen to the words. Let's listen to the words, y'all. Listen to the words, and we'll be right back. It's Breaking Chains. Healthy Mondays, 858-357-9137. We coming to get into your heads tonight. We coming with the word of God. Hang on.
Children to jump the very best you can. don't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. Gotta change it, just you and me.
Just need a little help breaking chains with a Healthy Monday. Welcome back. It's a Monday night. I'm Pastor Rod, and Apostle York is on the phone with me. And I tell you what, we need a little help, y'all. See, it takes me, it takes the apostle, it takes the whole world to get involved in this thing. I tell you, Jesus had 12 disciples, and then he's had more disciples after that. He sent them out two by two, and he told them to go out and make disciples of the whole nation, whole world. And he told them to bring them all in and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And what are we waiting on? That work never stops. It never stops. It never ceases. And we're getting lax in our work, y'all. Not all of us, but a lot of us got lax in our work. And we think it is all about monies and riches. And we made the church all about money and riches. Not all of us. I'm just speaking to some of us. And, you know, we got to change the way we're thinking. It's got to be, we got to do something different, y'all, because what we're doing, it ain't working. You know, the old saying is that if you keep doing the same thing, expecting different results, there's something wrong with your mind. They call it, they say it as a word, and I don't want to use that word. So I'm just going to say it. It's really insanity. And you know what I'm saying? They closed Circe up there in Highway 43 up there in Mount Vernon. They closed it down years and years ago. It's about to collapse right now. And when they closed that down, they released a lot of people into different areas. And, you know, that demonic spirit is just running rampant. Those demonic spirits are running rampant all over the earth. And there's nothing being done about it. The scriptures say, pray without ceasing. And we have ceased praying. You know, they say pray without ceasing, and you have ceased praying. You got it backwards. You're supposed to be still praying, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You have to be a righteous person to keep praying, and your righteous person prayers availeth much. Not just because you fall on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, bless me with this, bless me with that. That's not a righteous person. So you have to understand and study to show thyself approved before God, and understand what the scriptures mean and what they really mean to your heart and what they mean to God. You know what I'm saying? And all thy getting, get an understanding. You got to get an understanding of what the scriptures mean. They're just not there for you to just read. You got to study what it means. You got to take it scripture by scripture by scripture. Just read it and scan through it like I'm scanning my computer right now, and you just think it's all right. Doesn't work like that. We got to get serious about what's going on, because this demonic spirit is running rampant. It won't prevail, but it is running rampant, because those that don't have on the full armor of God are getting sifted as wheat. You understand what I'm saying? And we have to do something about that. What we're talking about tonight is our mental health. Our mental stability is collapsing. It's falling apart all around us. And it's starting at the White House. It's in your house. It's all around us. You know what I'm saying? It's in our communities. It's in God's house. It's all around us. So don't think that you're exempt from it because you go to such and such over here to worship here. You worship there. You're a part of that family. That family, your family got this amount of money, that amount of money. You drive this car, that car. It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? God is not a respect of persons. You understand? It don't matter who you are. God can touch you. God can wipe you out. He can take everything from you. Ask Job. Read the book of Job. Ask Job about it. So there are things that we need to pay attention to, brothers and sisters, because there are a lot of things going on around us over in Baldwin County. I won't mention things. We'll be in Baldwin County on Saturday to pray over there and to bring salvation to some people over there and to hopefully bring people into the life of Christ over in Baldwin County this Saturday morning. We're going to go over there and worship with them. So we need to get out of those four walls that we call God's house and get out there where the sinners are, with people that want to be saved. There are people that want to come in God's house, but we that call ourselves Christians, we are so judgmental. We're so hard on them. We look down at them, and we act like we don't forgot where we came from. We were sinners, too, and some of us still sinning. Right now, today, we ain't perfect. We ain't going to never be perfect on this side of heaven. And we hope to get in heaven. Go ahead, Apostle.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. My message tonight is, what's on your mind? What are your thoughts? Are they bad or are they good? Coming from Philippians 4:4-6. Rejoicing in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Delight thyself in the Lord, because we are his children. Everything we need comes down from the Father lights, but it's in the name of Jesus. Because we are joined as with Christ Jesus, we have the same assured blessing that Jesus had. Philippians 4:5, let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, unselfishness, mercy, tolerance, patience be known to all the people. This is the characteristic. These are the rules for living as saints of God. These are the type of characteristics that we're supposed to have toward one another. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious, worried about anything, but in everything, giving God to praise, giving him prayers, every situation that you have, requesting God to be the leader, to guide of your situation, being thankful, making your prayers, your petition requests made known unto him, to be thankful, because God knows what we have need of before we even ask. All we got to do is ask. So now, when God tells us to rejoice, it doesn't mean that everything is looking good or we're in a good place. But yet we are, because he says in everything, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. So if we're praying without ceasing, God hears our prayer. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Then he says, rejoice always. Be content in whatsoever state you're in. You got to have total confidence in the Lord. We got to know that Jeremiah 29:11 says, my thoughts are towards you are for good and not evil. I have an expected end. I've already made a way of escape for you through that situation. Then he says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Just keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Give him thanks because it's already worked out. Isaiah 26:3 says, he whose mind is stayed on thee shall have perfect peace. Now, what are you thinking? What's in your mind? One of the most unproductive things is unforgiveness. Thinking bad thoughts, unproductive. What happened yesterday, some people are still thinking about what somebody said or done 20 years ago, hindering themselves. Their mind is boggled, is just confused and with evil thoughts, thinking of revenge or what somebody said or did instead of moving on. That unforgiveness is sin, but that sin not only hinders your prayers, but it may cause and open the door for all types of sickness because you're walking in unforgiveness. And so we need to let it go. We need to get our minds fixed on Jesus. We need to pray a prayer of forgiveness right now. One of the prayers that I encourage people to pray is, Father, I forgive John, generically, for hurting me. That it's sin. I ask you to bless John, laid on the cross, never to be held against him again. Father, forgive me, forgive John and bless John. See, when you let that go, when you Let your heart be healed and delivered. Your mind can move on and you can think about good things and productive things. The mind of Christ. You're holding on to things that mean nothing. It should be behind you because you keep looking back. You're going to hit that wall because you're not looking ahead to see where you're going. So your mind has got to be changed and transformed and renewed by the word of God. That's why you got to meditate and study the word. You got to know the word, what the word is saying, what God is saying to us today. So and after praying that prayer of forgiving that person or persons that hurt you or that circumstance, then you ask God to forgive you for holding that sin against them because you're in sin also. Ask God to forgive you and take it from you that it not be held against you. Then you can let go. See, we got to know the word. We got to study. 2 Timothy 2:15, study the word. We got to know the word. And then Joshua 1:8 says, meditate. We got to have deep thought in the word. What is God saying? Where is your mind? What are you thinking of? So we need to have a mind that's been transformed. Romans 12:2. Your mind that's been transformed and changed and cleansed by the word of God, that you can think on godly things. Godly thoughts are productive thoughts. You can move forward. See, when you got the mind of Christ, you can think on the things that bring peace, things that reassures the heart, the things that exceeds and excels in understanding of all of God's word. Your mind is at rest. Your heart is at rest. You have a peace that passes all understanding. And then because you're leaning on Jesus and not your own understanding, you got to know that you know that Christ is the answer. And without him, we can do nothing. We need the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and teach us. But we must surrender. We must give God our whole heart, soul, mind, and body. Because we can't do anything without Jesus. See, stress will kill you. 75% of illnesses is caused by stress. Anxiety, because we won't lay it at the feet of Jesus. We're holding on to things that we can't do anything about. We're not allowing Jesus to take care of the situation. We're walking in anger and bitterness. We're allowing the enemy to destroy us when God has already made a way of escape from every situation. It is through Jesus that we have the peace that passes all understanding. The joy of the Lord, Nehemiah 8:10, is our strength. Because we got Jesus, we can lean and totally depend on him, total confidence in Jesus. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, all on him who cares, Jesus Christ, who cares about us. He's deeply concerned about us. He's sitting high looking low. He knows what we are going through. He watches over us. We don't have to wonder, does God love us or does Jesus love us? Because the Father gave the Son and the Son gave his life. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us that we may have life. He redeemed us back from the curse of the enemy. So we know that God loves us, that the Son loves us, that Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for you and I. All we got to do is let go and let God. Psalm 55:22, cast your burdens on the Lord. Release it. The unforgiveness, the anger, the stress, the things that are causing you to stress out, giving you burnout, just overwhelmed because you won't let go and let God. God will sustain you. He will uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be forsaken. He's with us all the way from earth to heaven. Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. They're ordered by God. He delights in our ways. He will guide us if we allow him to guide us. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you if you want to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. He will give us divine favor. He has made a way of escape, but you got to release your faith and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Release those burdens. Lay it at the altar of God. Lay it down. Lay down that unforgiveness. Lay it down. Lay down your financial troubles. Lay down your spouse troubles, your job troubles, your children troubles. Whatever the issue is, lay it on the altar. Lay it at the feet of Jesus. He's already made a way of escape. He's saying, my arms are stretched wide open. I'm here for you. I'm near. All you have to do is call on me. Put your trust in the Lord. Total confidence in Jesus. Let this mind be in Christ, which is also Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5, you've got to have the mind of Christ. What would Jesus do? It's in the word. study the word, read the word, meditate in the word, be thought. Whatever you're going through, I beg of you to say this prayer. Father, I put, if it's your children, whatever the situation is, job, finances, I put the situation on the altar. God, I can't fix it. I can't fix the situation of the person. I release it to you. I lay it on your altar, God, and I thank you that it's already done, that you will work it out for me. When you learn that you can't make people, you can't fix people, you can't fix the situation, we have to rely on Jesus. He's the only way. We have to give our cares and our anxieties and our worries over to Jesus. We got to know that it's already done. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, I've already made a way of escape. I know just how much you can bear, but lean on me, not on your own understanding. Trust me, I've already worked it out. Give it over to me. Release your faith. Lay your concerns, your problems on me. Our bodies were not made to carry burdens. That's why Jesus said, cast your burdens upon me, who cares? We were not able to, our bodies were not made for that. That's why people stress out, burn out, get overwhelmed, and then sometimes they go into mental illnesses because they cannot carry the burden. It is too much trauma. They become overwhelmed. It's just like when you, let's say your body, okay, you got a problem on your job. That's on your mind. Like I said, that's one book on your head. Then you think about, well, that child is giving me problems. You're putting that book on your head. So you're being weighed down. Each time you pick up a problem, you're carrying it on your body. Your body was not made to carry burdens. You become overwhelmed and burn out because you're not releasing it to God. You're leaning on your own understanding, things that you cannot do, and not giving it over to Jesus. He said, lean not your understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge me. We got to acknowledge Jesus, telling him, I can't take this. I can't do this, God. I got to give it to you. Let go and let God. He's the only way. He's our way. He's our peace. He's our joy. We got to give it over to God so our minds will be at peace. Our hearts will be at peace, at rest, because we are leaning on Jesus. We've cast our cares upon him who cares. We've given the problem over to Jesus because we cannot handle this, because anxiety and stress will kill us. And that's why there are so many diseases. 75, again, I say percent of all disease is caused by stress, not knowing how to rest in Jesus. Another prayer I want you to pray tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that it is your will that I prosper and be in health. So you got to know that God wants you to be prosperous, that he wants you to be in health as your soul prosper, as you study and read the word and meditate, as you give your life over to God. He wants us to prosper. And you got to say every day, I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:16, the mind of Jesus. You got to come say this every day. Get into the mirror and prophesy to yourself that I have the mind of Christ. And that you got to tell God, I trust you, Lord, with all my heart. I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I'm leaning on you. And all by ways, God, I'm acknowledging you because I can't do it. I'm trusting you to work out every situation. We got to let go and let God. So we have a peace of mind, a peace that passes all understanding. We'll think on those things that are above and heavenly things and not of this world. God says, set your affection on things above and not on this earth. Colossians 3:2. Let this mind be in you again, Philippians 2:5, as in Christ Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus, Isaiah 26:3. We can't do it without Jesus. We can do nothing without him. We got to release this anxiety, this stress, this burnout, this overwhelming situation that people have gotten themselves into. And the most biggest problem is financial problem. Even in marriages, it is the finances. That's the biggest problem, not allowing God to direct your spending of your money. First, your tithes and offering got to be given to the church. Then you know how God will bless you for what you do. But you don't know how to give and give from a cheerful heart. So you're already hindering your blessings. Then you go and overspend. You're not asking the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and direct your steps and how to spend and how to handle your money. That's one of the biggest stressors. And stress will kill you. That's why people have mental issues, also gastrointestinal problems, heart problems, stroking out. And people are not falling sick. They are falling dead. So we got to know whose we are, that we can lean on our Father, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, that we can cast our cares upon him who cares for us. We can let not our hearts be troubled because we release our issues, our concerns. We release it by faith, and we trust God total confidence to work these things out for us. And so we got to know that we have a way of escape. Amen. Okay, Pastor.
Amen. 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 And that's powerful. And the apostle is putting that on your mind because that's something you have to constantly keep on your mind. Because if you can keep that on your mind and keep those scriptures, keep those prayers close to you, you will get accustomed to doing that on a consistent basis, and then you'll get used to it, and then you'll start doing it on your own, and then you'll be doing it every day, you'll be doing it every afternoon, you'll be doing it every evening, and then it'll become a habit, and then guess what, you'll start seeing changes in your life, your lifestyle, the way that you carry yourself, the way that you talk, the way that you walk, the way that you handle situations, the way that you think about things, the way that your family looks at you, the way that your children act. Things will start changing in your life because you put Christ first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Stop seeking things first before God. God, the God we serve is a jealous God. He says, you should have no other gods before me. Nothing comes before God. Absolutely nothing. Your family, your husband, your wife, your children, nothing comes before God. God first in everything. Everything that you do. Give thanks to God unto everything, for the good, the bad, the ugly, no matter what. Give thanks unto God, because if he's taking you through that situation, he's taking you through it for a reason. He's trying to teach you something, show you something, and you need to take time to get an understanding for what it's all about. If it's a hard situation that you're going through right now, stop blaming God for it and pay attention to it for what he's trying to teach you. He's trying to show you something.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to teach you something. He took everything from Job. He broke Job all the way down and built him all the way back up and gave it to him. He gave it all back to him and then some. Blessed him. So you need to think about these things that we're teaching you tonight. We're staying on the mind because it all starts in your head. It all starts in your brain. It all starts in your mind. Same spot. Same, right there. Everybody says it starts in your heart. No, it does not. It starts on your mind first. You know what I'm saying? Your heart is what keeps you living. You know what I'm saying? But your brain is what calculates everything. Your brain tells your feet to move. Your brain tells your mouth to talk. Your brain tells your eyes to open. You understand what I'm saying? If your brain is not working, nothing else can work. Nothing. So we have to make sure and understand this. The apostle is a retired registered nurse. So we can get into the medical talk too. You know, she can tell you all about that brain functioning and heart functioning. She knows all that too now. So I got a well qualified woman of God on the line with me. So she can go real deep with you. So that's why we're staying on the mind. Because we need to feed your mind first, because eventually you're going to start eating on this word, and it's going to get all down deep in your system. And you're going to start reading it, studying this, and getting it in your system. Because if not, listen to this. I want you to understand this. Because listen, if you don't get into God's words, Satan, the devil himself, he knows your strengths and he knows your weaknesses too. And guess what? His strengths are in your compromise. And the thing about it is, his power is your compromise. His ability is contingent upon your disobedience. Listen to me now. Listen to what I just said. His ability is contingent upon your disobedience. By you not putting God first, is you being disobedient. You understand? His defeat is your strength and dedication. His lack of ability is your ability to yield to the word of God. You know, we are called not only to be willing, but also to be obedient. We have to be obedient. This qualifies us for great blessings to eat of good of the land as promised in the word of God. Listen, we must be knowledgeable. We must be willing to know the truth, and we must be ready to do something with the truth that we know. Listen to this now. While uncovering the Spirit's method, we will translate to the blessing of lies. And listen, this is something I read. It also translates to a national and an international level in our world today. And I'm gonna get into this. I'm going to say this now. A lot of you out there may not like this, but okay. God be for us, or who could be against us? In governments, in economies, in the marketplace, and in our social life, we see a marked manifestation of those who are driven to seek selfish promotion by means of pushing and shoving. These are bullying tyrants that will stop at nothing, willing to lie, manipulate, steal, cheat, and control in order to achieve their personal gain, taking over your life, my life, and whoever life they can take over. But God is still in charge. I don't care whoever they are. My God still sits high and looks low, so he sees all. Now, these negative attributes of achieving personal gain at the expense of others are directly inspired by the inciter of evil and fanned by the age of this old spirit called the devil. You hear what I'm saying now? And all truth is parallel if we know how our enemy has operated in the past. You already know who the devil is. You know how he operates. You know what his tricks are, and you know what he's called, the father of deceit and lies. You already know that. God already warned you. Jesus came to earth and told you about him. And we still act like we don't know who he is. We understand how he is operating then, and we know how he still operates now. He don't have no new tricks. There's nothing new about what he is doing. It's still the same thing that he did. God said there's nothing new under the sun. The devil's still doing the same thing. So we should have been pulled together and be able to come together and pray together and fight against the things that the devil is still trying to do. Listen now, when you know your enemy, you will know not only his weaknesses, but you will also know his strengths. Listen to me. You may think that the dark prince has no strength, but his strength is his ability to shroud himself in webs of lies and deceit. Those are his strengths right there. And you know what the lies and deceits are all about. You see them every day. So why are we sitting back, not picking up the word of God, studying, praying without ceasing, listening to the Holy Spirit when it talks to us? Because you know, if you are a follower of Christ, you know when the Holy Spirit is talking to you. You know when the Holy Spirit is talking to you. Everybody that follows Christ knows that. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You hear him just as clear as day. So we only come here on Monday nights to help to build you up, help to make you healthy, mind, body, and spirit. Because Jesus Christ already saved your soul. We just trying to get your spirit all motivated and strong again. Because your soul is saved if you follow Christ. See, your soul is in his hands. That's out of our hands. We have no charge over your soul. Where your soul goes, that's on you. That's between you and God. But your spirit, we can help to ignite your spirit. He said that he was going to leave that power with us, that we can raise the dead. That means your spirit is dead. That means that we have to raise your dead spirit up and give it life again. We have to do something to resuscitate that spirit and bring it back to life. Put that fire back, light it back up. You know, we may be the match that you need or the lighting fluid or something. So this word of God is what it's going to give to get you back up. That's what it's going to take. And we're going to give it to you. That's what Healthy Mondays is all about. It's not always about what you need to eat. What you need to eat on is this word of God. The word of God say you can't survive off of bread alone, but the words of God that come out of his mouth, that sit out of his mouth, the word, the Bible is the word of God. That's what we need to eat on. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people don't believe that. I hate to see where their soul going to be. Lord, have mercy. Pray for them. I just pray for them. That's all I can do for them. I just pray. Everybody think they going to heaven. The streets are paved in gold. I tell you, I look for my keys and get to my mansion. You know, y'all trying to build your heaven and your mansions down here. Listen, don't get me wrong. Listen, he say on earth as it is in heaven. You know, I want that too. But I tell you, I look forward to my eternal life too. You understand? I'm not rushing God to come and get me right now. But when he come, I want him to have a place prepared for me too. You understand? Take that from me. I'm serious about that. You know? So we're here to just try to help to motivate you, to inspire you to get your life right. You know, you look around. All you have to, we were in a meeting yesterday, and I told them, just look around you. Look outside. You know, turn on your news. Pick up the newspaper wherever you are and read it. Read the magazines. All we are seeing and talking about and on the news and everywhere is negativity. There's nothing positive going on in the news today. You know, everything is about negativity, about what's going on in the White House, what's going on in other countries, how we are losing our allies. Nobody wants to support the U.S. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. And you need to be mindful of what's going on around you. You need to be mindful of that. There's a lot going on, and if questions are asked of you, are you mindful of it? Do you know? Are you able to answer and answer correctly? Do you know? Do you know what's going on? Do you know what's going on around you? You know, what's going on? What are you thinking about? Are you putting God first in your life? Go ahead, Apostle.
Amen. He has to be first. We have the authority. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 said, we have the authority to pull down strongholds. The strongholds cannot be fought with flesh and blood. It can't be fought with your mouth and guns. You can't pull down strongholds with weapons like those. We pull down strongholds with the weapons of God. We have the power. We have the Holy Ghost. We have the authority given us, because after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We have the power to defeat the enemy, casting down everything that exalts itself against the word of God. When the enemy comes in your ear, you have the authority to bind the enemy and tell the enemy where to go, because you got that authority. Casting down all imaginations, bringing it to the obedience of Christ. We have that authority. It's up to you to use the weapons. The word is a weapon. Your word is a weapon. We have mature saints even pray the scripture and use the words to fight every issue and every concern. If we just submit ourselves to the word, it will expose and it will analyze, and it will bring every thought and every purpose in our heart to the obedience of Christ. See, the weapons of warfare are not cold. They're not flesh. It's not the guns and the weapons that you're using. Those won't solve anything. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the word of God. We need to come together as a people, a born-again people, calling on our Father in this hour, because we're in this world, even our community, is in a great distress because we have turned from God. He said that my people that are called by my name, 2 Chronicles 7:14, will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways and heal the land. We got to turn from our wicked ways. We got to get on our knees and cry out and call on Jesus. It doesn't matter how many policemen. Yes, we thank God for godly policemen. We thank God that people are steady joining the force. But it is not in the police. It's in the prayer power that we have with Jesus. It's in the church to get right, church, and let's call on Jesus. That's our only avenue of being productive, being safe, secure under the blood. We're not safe anywhere now but under the blood. I don't care how many weapons you have, Because if you walking in the store and somebody got their gun out, or wherever you are, they got their gun out, they got the advantage over you. So you must leave lead a life of holiness, forgiving one another, exalting one another, staying before God, drawing near to God that he'll draw nigh to you, walking in a spirit of humility, loving one another, exalting one another. Even your enemy, you got to bless your enemy. That's why you walk in forgiveness, because you can bless your enemy and forgive your enemy. Because God said, bless those that are spiteful and misusing and say all manner of evil about you. He said, love your enemy. Love everyone. He said, be good to everybody, Galatians 6, 9, and 10, but especially the household of faith. You got church people don't know how to treat one another. But Christ-like Christian people know how to love, know how to bless, know how to exalt, because they have the mind of Christ. We have the authority and power to cast down all the imagination. We can refute any argument or reason that come against and every proud spirit that exalts itself against the word of God. To bring every thought and purpose into the obedience of Christ, we have that authority. But we got to learn to use the word. The word is a weapon. Your praise is a weapon. When you begin to pray and thank God, there's power in your prayer and your praise. Because when you get through praying and you begin to praise God and tell him thank you, that's letting God know that you got total confidence in him, that it's already done, that he will bring you out of every situation because you've given him praise. Psalm 22 and 3 say, God inhabits the praises of his people. As you pray and praise God, as you begin to, you should always keep music in your house. The enemy can't stand it when you're praising God. He doesn't like the gospel music that defeats the enemy. He can't stand it when you're praising God. He will flee. When you make a loud noise, a joyful noise, it confuses and confounds the enemy. Ruah, R-U-A-H, making a loud noise, praising God. You remember when Joshua was walking around the wall, he and the Israelites, for 6 days they were quiet. On that seventh day, they made a loud noise, and the wall came tumbling down. Yeah. That's how it is in your life. When you make a loud noise and cry to God, when you say, God, take this, and I release my faith on you. When I begin to praise God and tell God it's already done and tell God thank you, the enemy knows
glory,
that I'm here, so he can't have the power with me.
Yeah.
Our weapon of warfare is the word of God. It is the power of prayer. It is the power of praise. It is keeping a melody, a song in your heart, making melody in your heart, singing unto God, letting them know that, God, I love you. For God, I live, and for God, I will die. And that's, I'm serious about that. I heard you said it yesterday, Pastor. Are we willing to die? I'm up here with Rachel, the young girl in the Columbine. When the young man asked her, did she love the Lord? She said, yes. I'd rather be with Jesus than to be with Satan. However we got to go.
Amen.
God knows. But I made up my mind like Paul. I picked up my cross, and I'm not going to look back. I made up my mind. I'm going all the way with Jesus. No, on this road, you'll find a few, a few real people. Because on this road, it's not all glory. Jesus went through. They hated him. He who knew no sin, no guile came out of his mouth. They followed him for the road to be blessed. So now, if they hated Jesus first, the closer we get to God, the more they're going to hate us. So we must expect the world to hate us. But we got to know that Jesus loves us, and we got to be God pleasers and not man pleasers. Ephesians
2,
be a prophet, not a man pleaser. I'm not worried about what this bishop or this church saying about me or who's saying or whatever they're saying. It doesn't matter. As long as I stay faithful before the Lord, as long as I please God and I serve his people and do the things that please him, I'm making a way that I can go home and be with Jesus, because I'm going to be held accountable for whether I told the truth. Not only telling the truth, did I live it? I got not only teach and preach and tell the truth, but I got to live it too. I got to be a bright light in this world that they will know that it's no doubt that I serve Jesus. I may be the only Bible they see, so I got to live a life that's pleasing God, that I can compel men, women, and boys and girls to come to Christ, that I can say, for Christ I live, and you can do it too, that if you, all you got to do is say, I surrender, here I am, God. I can't make it without you. I can't do anything without you. You said in your word, I can't do anything without you. Take control of my thoughts, my will, my tongue, my intellect. Use me for your glory. I want to be a vessel of honor that you cleanse me and that you can pour your spirit in, that you can get the honor and glory out of my life. I surrender, Lord. God. Amen. Okay. My God. I say glory to God. Jesus.
My God.
Okay.
My God. Jesus. Lord, have mercy. And we have to make that decision. We have to make that decision. That decision needs to be made.
Amen.
And that decision needs to be made now. And you don't know. That's the thing. You're sitting around and here's the thing. We sit around and we think that we know the hour when Christ is going to return. And the scripture says in the book of Revelation, John, when he was in Patmos, he wrote that Jesus doesn't even know that when he's going to return. Only the Father knows when he's going to send him. And you sit around living your life is that we got a whole lot of time. And
my love,
we don't know. We are in the last days. We're not in perilous times yet. You hadn't read your Bible yet because a lot of people out there are talking about we living in perilous times. You don't have a clue what perilous times are all about. You don't have a clue. You need to read the book of Revelation. Because the angels haven't stood on the earth yet and started the perilous time activities yet. When they start pouring the vial on the sun and the moon turns to blood and all these things, you don't know what perilous times look like. So, you know, stop saying those things, you know, because your tongue is the most dangerous weapon on your body. And,
amen.
You know, stop rushing your life away. We have to be very careful of what's taking place out here today. And, I and the thing is here's the thing. There's an invisible war that's going on.
And
Ephesians 6 talks about it, and you talked about it. We're not dealing with anything, got anything to do with flesh and blood. This is spiritual warfare.
Yes it is.
And this battle is raging. It's intensified. It says an intensified, dedicated, merciless effort by the spirit of darkness to push the envelope, so to speak, right? And to press their own agenda upon society. And they're doing it. But the invisible force that would attempt to stop you is not beyond identification, because the spirit of darkness that is on the assignment behind the scenes specializes in confusion, division, and destruction. And they're coming at a high rate of speed right now because he knows that his time is up. He knows that he doesn't have long. So he's trying to take down as many as possible. He's trying to destroy as many people as possible, trying to tear apart as many families as possible, sift as many as wheat, as many as possible, seek, kill, and destroy as many as possible. The thing about it is the biggest problem we deal with stem from negative bombardment in our thought patterns. If you really think about it, the negativity that's out there, the negativity in God's house, in your house, in the schools, in politics, everywhere, it's just negativity. We can't get along.
Amen.
We can't come to an agreement. We can't agree to disagree. We're always fighting and bickering one another. We can't support each other. We can't be our brothers and sisters keeper. There's always a problem. Now, these confused thoughts force us to make wrong decisions in our lives because we are mad. You heard the apostle. We mad. We angry. We hold in grudges. We bitter. So your thought processes are off. You're not thinking right.
Oh.
So you're making wrong decisions. So the negative product of those decisions falls on those around us. And that means your family members, everybody's affected by it. It's like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember how you used to line when we was kids, you line their dominoes up and you push the one in the front and all of them fall just like in a domino effect. They all fall together. You used to like to see that.
You line them up the steps, they all fall. That's what happens. When you in that negative situation, everybody around you is affected by it, right? Guess what happens then? Oppression, torment, suicidal tendency, schizophrenia, similar mental illness. You heard the apostle talk about it. All of this is directly linked to that old guy there, the dark prince himself, Satan, you know, Lucifer, who is a fallen angel who was once in heaven with God, who thought he can outreign God, who thought he was bigger than God.
Amen.
So since he got kicked out of heaven, he's going to try to keep you from going to heaven. That's his whole ploy right there. Since he can't get back, he don't want you to go at all. So he's trying to keep as many out of heaven as possible. So it's about a thought process. That's what we said in the beginning. It's about your thought process. So what's on your mind? What are you thinking of? And the thing is that this, it is necessary for us to understand that this spirit is not only against us individually, but against freedom to worship and to be prosperous peacefully, and to also live in a peaceful world. And it's also important to note that this principality, listen to me, only comes to the forefront whenever he's endeavoring through his strategies to push a one world agenda, which is happening right now. The new world order. They're pushing it on us right now. Okay? So this is the last one world empire before his end. See, he's trying to get all this space before his domain is over. You know, if you can think back, you can Google this too. You can go on YouTube and probably watch it. George Bush Sr., when he was the president, he said that we will have a new world order. He said we will have it. So that tells you that that's a man that going to be pushing forward. So that tells you back then, so from that day forward or that day back, how many of the so-called men that say that they are presidents of this LLC of the United States are going to be pushing for a one world government? And it said one world government, not just here in the U.S. One world means the whole world, to be under one world government. So what that means is that one man who worships Lucifer, Satan himself, wants to run this whole world and have you under his control. You hear what I just read and hear what I just said. Put the two together and you will hear that Lucifer is trying to take reign of everything. So what do you think that you need to do? So we need to come together as God's people, pray together, fast together, because praying and fasting, you don't know. And if you do know, great. But if you don't know, you have no clue how powerful that is. Praying and fasting. The power of God. The power of the Holy Spirit, what it moves, how it moves when you are praying and fasting together as a corporate body of Christ. And the thing about it is that God says you don't even have to, you know, people love to go out and, oh, I'm on a fast. You be posting all on Facebook. You be all out there letting the whole world know. And guess what happens? Lucifer come in there and interrupts all that because you run your mouth too much. You tell everybody all your business. So you put it all out there in the atmosphere. So Lucifer come in and just interrupt everything and everything gets thrown up. And then you blame God for it because it didn't go right because you just put your business out there. But it's God's fault.
Amen.
No, it's your fault because you run your mouth too much. You need to learn how to shut your mouth. You need to close your mouth and open your ears. That's why he gave you one mouth and two ears so that you may hear, so that you may listen. And gain an understanding. And all thy getting, get an understanding of what the purpose of praying and fasting is all about. Get an understanding of what you're doing so you know. And then reach out to the elders so that you can be taught. Reach out to the bishops, the real apostles. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not putting down any leaders, But if you would get into some real praying and fasting, the Holy Spirit himself will come and show you in your discerning of spirits who's real and who's not. He will show you false prophets. Because God told you that in these last days those false prophets will appear. You know what I'm saying? They will appear. They will come out of everywhere. They come out for all different reasons. And some of them work for the Antichrist. And there's a lot of Antichrist people walking on the earth. So you have to be very careful. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of Antichrist, and the apostle knows that. You know her response, huh? Because she knows them. She sees them. There are a lot of, you hear how I said that. There are a lot of Antichrist people walking on the earth. But the Antichrist himself will be revealed to you soon enough.
Amen.
God will make his identification present in your face soon enough. Don't rush him. In God's time, you will know who he is. It's written in the book of Revelation. God will make it revealed. And we teach like this simply because it's sound doctrine. It's in the word of God. It's in the word of God. A lot of times the book of Revelation is not opened to the people because they say that it makes people unnervy. It puts a little fear on them. Guess what? It's good. It's good that it puts fear in your heart. It's good that it makes you unnervy. It should. It's supposed to. It's good that it makes you give reverence to God. I wish that people would stop calling me Reverend Williams. I really do. You make that known, but that's what people just do. Because, you know, reverence is given to God only. You know what I'm saying? That's only. Real talk. Only to God.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
What? You know, I'm a servant of the Lord, but if you're going to give me a title, call me elder. You know what I'm saying? I'm the pastor of Young Adults Talk Ministries and Sacred Words Ministries. If you want to do anything else, then that's it. You know? And that's it. I give reverence to God. I humble myself before the Lord. I'm a humble man.
Amen.
You know? But we have to be about God's business, you know. Jesus, when Mary and Joseph was looking for Jesus and they was losing it. Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? And they found him in the temple and they just like, I'm paraphrasing y'all. Jesus, your mother and your father are outside. My father and my mother. They looking for what? Who? Jesus is like, I'm by my father's business, you know. I'm sure Joseph probably felt a little upset about that, but Jesus was about his father's business. And so should you. You should be about your father's business too. Because he spared your life. You woke today. He woke you up this morning. You know what I'm saying? He got you in your right mind. Your limbs are working. You're breathing. He could take his breath away from you and it's just like that, and you won't be breathing anymore. So these are things that you need to think on, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You should put these things in your thought process and think on these things. Mind, body, and soul. You know, and spirit. Like I said, let me change mind, body, and spirit, because your soul is in the hands of the Lord. And go ahead, Apostle.
Amen. And we need to be rapture ready. So we know that Jesus is coming back. He's going to split that eastern sky any day now. We don't know when, only the Father knows. But when he calls that number, and there was an incident that happened at a church in Pritchard yesterday, and God blessed the family. The young lady came to church, and thank God she was saved. She got sick in the parking lot, and by the time she got to the hospital, she was dead. Just that quick. People are dropping dead, not sick. So we need to be rapture ready. We need to have a made-up mind that I'm going to spend eternity with my daddy, with Father God, that I'm going to heaven. It's we, our mind, our actions. We determine where we will spend eternity. But when he calls your number, are you ready? We minister because we love you. We're giving you sound doctrine. Anything that we preach, we can give you scripture, and we give you scripture to back it up. We minister out of love because we are concerned for our fellow men. We love you as Christ so loved the church. We love everybody, so we are telling you we are somebody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. So our hearts go out to you, our listeners, because we love you and we are concerned about our fellow man.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
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 Amen. Nothing but love. My God.
Not a little concern.
Nothing but concern for you, brothers and sisters. Nothing but concern.
Amen.
This was what we call a powerful night. And we're not going to stay on the full 2 hours because the apostle gave a very strong word tonight. And I know that she is drained already because I feel her. And I just pray that you took something from this tonight, because this was very powerful tonight, because there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on around us, and we got this coming up this Saturday. We have a very, very powerful Saturday coming up, and we're going over into Baldwin County, Alabama, where they have a lot going on over there. We need to bring some unity and love and the word of God and some peace and the love of Christ to that area. And we're going to go there with our hearts and minds and set on the love for the people. And we're going to go in there excited. We're excited about what's about to take place. And we're going to do what God tells us to do and what Christ is sending us in there to do and to do his work, what he left us here to do. And we're excited about that. And we want you to those that are believers of Christ and sold out for the kingdom of God, the ambassadors and soldiers out there. We want you to keep us in prayer. And we won't be on the air next Monday. I'll be out of town. So we won't be here next Monday. So I want to put that out there now. So please go on the website and listen to the archive shows, www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. And by all means, stay in contact with us. We do have you can email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com, youngadultstalk with an S. At gmail.com, and by all means, stay in contact with us, reach out to us, and we're always here for you. We're looking forward to coming to a city near you. We do travel. We don't have a problem traveling. We will pack up this equipment and come to you and broadcast live with you and have an exciting time in the Lord. We look forward to that. We don't have a problem with that. And we just excited about what God is doing, and we love you much, and we love you in Christ, and we love you just like God loves you, and you know that's what we do. We servants of the Lord, Apostle. We would just love for you to pray us out, but as I do every week, I want to just openly thank you and tell you that we love you for what you're doing, and being our overseer. And being here with us and being that wisdom and knowledge that we need as we grow and continue to grow and do the work of the Lord out here in the community and continue to just move forward in what God has for us to do. And we just want to thank you openly and tell you that we love you and thank you very much.
Pastor, thank you. I'm honored to be a part of the ministry because I'm all about souls. I do it out of love. So I'm just honored that you invited me to be a part of this ministry. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to tell God's people about God. I tell the people that God loves them. And I'm just so honored. I'm so grateful. I'm just humble. And I thank you.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Can you pray us out, Apostle?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for the opportunity to teach these your people. And God, I thank you that they shall prosper and be in good health of their soul, prosper. God, I thank you that they will have the mind of Christ, Father, that will think that they will think on those things that are above, that they set their affection on things above and not on this earth, Father, that they will have the peace that passes all understanding, Father, that they will walk in forgiveness, that they will love one another and exalt one another. They will come together as a family, as a community, Father, that they will submit their whole heart, soul, mind, and body to be used by you, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener and every home, Father, that you will bless and bind us all together with cords of love. Let us be a bright light in this world for you, Father. We may be the only Bible they see. God, I ask you to bless everyone, Father. Touch every heart, Father, every listener. Touch every mind, Father. Let your words prick their hearts and minds, that they repent and be transformed and changed by the renewing of your word. Let them say, for Christ I live and for God I die. And that for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's in the mighty matchless name of Jesus we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. And from all of us here at Young Adults Talk, Sacred Words Ministry, and the House of Judah, we love you with all of our heart. Peace be with you, and God bless you, and good night.
Good night. Love
God
you.
Bless you. Love you, Apostle.
God bless you. Love you, too. Love everyone. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God.
You know that they say that miracles went out with the apostles, but I really beg to differ. And I'm declaring right now that God is still a miracle worker. Can I get a witness anywhere? Yeah. Hallelujah.
He'll create a scene to draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Yes, God will. He'll create a scene to draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Yes, He will. 'Cause my God is that good. That good. That good, yeah. Yes, He is. My God is that good. At the water well, yeah. Won't he do it? Oh, what about the time he blessed the fish and bread, yeah? Won't he do it? Oh, what about the time that he called Lazarus from death, yeah? Won't he do it? Create a scene, yeah. To draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Won't he will? Yes, God will, yeah, yeah. To create a scene. To work a miracle. Oh yeah. Yes, He will. 'Cause my God is that good. Woo. That good. That good. Yes, He is. My God is that good. That good. That good. Yes, He is.
Listen.
What about the time He healed your blinded from cancer, yeah?
Won't He do it?
Or what about the time that He saved you in that car wreck, yeah?
Won't He do it?
Or what about the time that the gun went off and you survived it?
Won't He do it?
Or what about the time where it would've been, could've been, should've been?
Won't He do it?
Create a scene, yeah.
To draw a crowd,
to work a miracle.
Oh, God will,
yes, God will,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
To create a scene, to draw a crowd, to work a miracle.
Won't He will, yeah,
yes, He will.
'Cause
my God is that good.
What a awesome God, yeah,
that good.
This song to my pastor, my father-in-law, Bishop Alger Morgan. He's still working miracles, y'all. Yeah.
To Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.